Unlike back in the days of the Vietnam War, when we want to stay informed about a crisis like the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there are, as you well know, many outlets and sources for coverage, information, analysis. That's, yeah, quite the change back from the Vietnam days when a 30-minute nightly newscast was all you had. How much time have you been spending watching or reading about the crisis in Ukraine? Do you think you're being impacted in any way? I mean, you might be. Your kids, too, if they're watching what's unfolding. Here with us to help us get a better understanding of all this is a licensed marriage and family therapist, over 25 years experience. She holds doctorate degrees in clinical and health psychology. She's also an author whose books include The Heart Brain. We say good morning, Dr. Catherine Athens. How are you today, doctor?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Let me give you a website. Of course, we have the link at the homepage to Catherine Athens, A-T-H-A-N-S, CatherineAthensPhD.com. Learn more about Dr. Athens' work, her writing, and every point in between. I guess the question to start with, in light of what we're talking about here, doctor, is there psychologically such a thing as information overload?
Absolutely. There is such a thing, and I was just speaking to a client about this very topic, where there's so much information, you turn from one channel to the other, and there it is, and the sight of people suffering is so horrific, and one channel to the next channel to the next channel, and yet it's very hypnotizing for some people, because this is something very different than we have in our normal everyday lives here in the U.S. I'm in California, the land of fruits and nuts.
keeps you busy.
It keeps me busy because it makes us crazy. And unfortunately, I tell people, shut the TV off, go outside, sit on the ground, just be peaceful. Be grateful for what you have, because there's a tendency when someone is suffering to try to help them. That's a human tendency. That's good. But you can't reach inside the television and help that person or those people. There's very little we can do, unfortunately. Certainly donate to causes for the people to eat, because people are starving now, which is despicable. But we have this addiction to looking at something like that.
Well, it's the old axiom of slowing down to look at the car wreck.
Absolutely. That's right. You look at the car wreck, right? What do they call them? Looky-loos. But you look at all this suffering, and then you have to see more. Then you have to know more than... You know, I have people who have a few television sets, and they're all tuned to a different news media looking at this horrible, horrible thing.
I thought I was bad, but then, I mean, I have to do it because of what I do. But if you're watching all of this unfold out of compassion versus watching it out of anger, how different is it going to impact you?
It really isn't that kind of horror. Impacts your body, it gets your heart racing, gets your blood pressure up, it also gets your anger up, which then makes your body an acid place. An acid body then lends itself to illness. Okay, looking at it a little, turning it off, feeling compassion, maybe sending a prayer, that's one thing. But even no matter what you're feeling, you're going to feel anger and upset because you're going to feel helpless. And that, all those feelings lead to a sense of hopelessness for lots of people, and people don't need to feel hopeless now. We're just coming out of this pandemic where many, many people felt hopeless. Many, many people still don't want to leave the house. Of course, what do they watch? They watch something that makes them even more upset and get more disgusted, and then they don't want to leave the house again. So it affects us both physically, mentally, emotionally. And when I worked at Stanford Research Institute, which became SRI International, there was a study done on watching these various horrors. People were hooked up to different kinds of machines, and it showed that watching it on television was the same thing as seeing it in person.
Wow. Talking with Dr. Catherine Athens about the impact of watching the Ukraine crisis unfold on whichever venue or source you happen to be using or sources. Catherine Athens, A-T-H-A-N-S, Catherine Athens, PhD.com is the doctor's website. We have a link as well over at issuesandideasradio.com for your reference and learn more about the doctor's work. You mentioned we're talking about generally here. Let's get specific for a little bit. As far as helping kids cope with what they're seeing, because you'll see it certainly on social media and even on TV with the news. Hopefully kids are at least somewhat aware of current events, like to show an interest in what's happening. But what do parents need to know about helping kids cope with what they're seeing?
Well, first of all, I think depending on the age of your child, I would not let little children see war, because little children's brains are not developed enough. The prefrontal cortex isn't developed at all, so it becomes a trauma, just a trauma without words. But for older children to sit down and say there are bad people in the world and bad people who have too much power and who want to hurt others, that's not happening here. You know, thank you, God, we have a democracy, we have representatives, we have recourse. So it's not happening here, and whatever we can do to give to whatever charity or church that's going over there and giving food, let's figure out maybe there's something we can do as a family, because doing action removes trauma. It gives one a sense of helpfulness rather than helplessness. And just say that won't happen here, that isn't going to happen here. There's a long history of why he's doing this, and we need to get more educated about it. And unfortunately, we right now can't stop it, but we can do things to help the people who are there and the people in the surrounding countries. So let's, as a family, do something, because that will help us feel better about ourselves and where we live and our lives.
It really is. And also, as well, it furthers the awareness of, you know, to a degree, depending on the age of your child, as far as what the history of Ukraine is all about. What some of the evils of the past are all about, because we learn from the past. I mean, it's not always a pleasant lesson, but a lot of times it's a necessary lesson that prepares a child for a stronger foundation of just balancing right and wrong as well. About a minute left here. Let's go to the other side of the age spectrum. You mentioned about being homebound. That's certainly something with senior citizens and disabled people. And they're exposed probably more than anybody to what the TV is throwing out at them. What would be a good thing for that parent to do for mom and dad sitting at home right now, who they think, you know, mom, dad, let's go out to dinner tonight. Get away from all this.
Well, I think that's good. Maybe do some books on tape. Maybe do some videos that they can see that are fun, that are funny. Go over and see your mom and dad, or go over and visit. Maybe bring some dinner. Maybe decide to put a tablecloth down like you're having a picnic and make it a special time and turn the TV off.
Or as they say, everything in moderation.
Right, all things in moderation. It's true. And I think we can really do a service for people who are homebound by visiting them, even just a visit, turn the TV off, and just talk about some good things that are happening. It's raining. It was raining here yesterday in California. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
We're so dry, you know. talk about that. Talk about the kids. Talk about the animals. And stay away from those horrors of war. But, as you pointed out, I really think history is a vital subject that we need to study so we don't repeat the errors in the past.
Absolutely. Again, to learn more about the work of Dr. Athens, her last name, by the way, for the website is A-T-H-A-N-S, it's Catherine Athens, PhD.com. Her books include The Heart Brain and others. You can learn more again at her website, CatherineAthensPhD.com. We have a link to our homepage as well. Dr. Athens, thank you so much for the advice and the insight into us, I guess, when you get right down to it. Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for all the work you're doing. I know it's very important, especially at this time. And a reminder to understand, try to understand what's happening from a historical point of view, and it will be less traumatic.